There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. We're mid-season here, but it feels like the beginning of the season all over again, joined once again by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
This is a brand new day.
This is what 2020 needed. This is the season we deserved from the beginning.
I mean, not only was it perfectly timed for all the stuff we dealt with Claire over the first 4 episodes, but with all the election drama and, you know, whichever side you fall on, I'm sure you are ready for the election to be over. And now that it is, it gets called, and then 3 days later we get Tayshia, and it's like, talk about a perfect 1-2 punch.
It's just been a great week.
Totally. And, you know, so right off the bat, we get, and we can get into the negative side of this episode because ABC sure tried to destroy this episode, but let's start.
Tried.
They tried. We'll start.
They put a dent in it, but it's,
let's start with the positive side. I don't want to start all negative here because it's sort of been the first 4 weeks of the season, but Tayshia finally gets to meet her men.
Yes. I think this is the first time that it was an actual, I mean, since maybe like the beginning seasons, but it was an actual blind date.
Totally.
Like, even not counting Claire, because that was just a whole nother story. But before that, like, the guys sometimes know who they're signing up for, unless they wait, you know, to choose a lead. But usually you're like, oh, Tayshia's the bachelorette. I'm attracted to her. I'm going to try to sign up. This time it was like completely blind for her and the guys, which was, I liked it better than, you know, I mean, than knowing.
Totally. I kind of wish that they had gotten individual introductions. You know, I don't think they need to be brought in a limo again, but yeah. I think it would have been helpful not only to Tayshia and the guys, but to all of us who, I mean, we've made the joke over, you know, the first half of this season about how we don't know who any of these guys are. That, like, let's reintroduce. We're starting from square one.
I didn't know that Ed was still there.
Yeah, again, he's not actually on this show. That is the perfect example. Someone they just dropped in and said,
he's
like,
an intern.
Yeah, Ed's on this show. We're like, oh, this is you're trying to get one by on us, right? He hasn't been here, right? Like, he's been
who
here
is
for
that
4
man?
Episodes, and so apparently he's on the show. And I think it would have been not only helpful but funny to try to guess. Okay, if you do, let's say you do the limo introductions, which I didn't need. I mean, I'm fine they did it, but if they want to do 20 limo introductions, try to guess who's been here and who's brand new.
Bet you would not get 100%.
No, absolutely. Like, and Ed's the perfect example. I would not have in any way. I'm like, oh, okay, it's one of the new guys.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, by this point, like I have a good firm grasp on, you know, the ones that get a lot of FaceTime, but I think if they each had an introduction, that would have been, you know, like you said, not only helpful to us, but Tasia as well. And because it's new for her, it's not new for us because we've been with them the four episodes, but for her to kind of get a backstory on where they came from, basically coming from Claire.
They tried to treat it like a regular cocktail party, but with people who've never met each other before.
Yeah.
And that's
like, there was just no talking going on because they're like, we've literally said all we can say.
Well, and exactly. What are we supposed to do? Like, when it's someone, you know, okay, there's a little bit of comfort there, but it was just, it didn't get to the awkward points of Claire where she's sitting there and then got all upset, but it was definitely a little off at the beginning, although not for any reason like Claire would think of like, oh, nobody wants me. Like, I think it was quite the opposite because, you know, when they all saw her, I think the guys were sort of all of us where they were like, oh, okay.
Yeah. As soon as she opened the door, like Claire was completely old news. Like,
Claire who?
I don't think anyone even remembered besides Jason. Sorry, Jason. But
yeah.
Like she was completely like, they were like, oh, aren't we here for Tasia? Like, this is why we were here. We're getting the season we deserve.
Like, oh, why were we here for the last few weeks again? Who was?
Yeah. Was that just a vacation before or?
Yeah. What's happening? And I totally understandable. I mean, she walks in and you're like, okay, now this whole season can start. They were all of us.
But I mean, I know we said that we could have used, you know, introductions with them, but I feel like I learned more about these guys last night than I did in the previous 4 weeks, which is sad because that means Claire didn't know anything about anyone besides stalking social media. But I mean, I learned more last night from, you know, Ivan to Brendan to, you know, everyone who was there than any night with Claire.
Yeah, I mean, so many of these dudes, and I don't know if it's just because it was all like, okay, it's Dale, and occasionally we'll drop in someone else. Like, obviously, Jason got the one-on-one that got a lot of attention, and everything else was sort of just sprinkled. But we just saw most of these guys as, oh, well, they're just, I don't want to say throwaway, but like, oh, well, they're definitely not going to, quote-unquote, win.
Yeah.
But now when you actually see them and they can actually represent themselves and you say, oh, okay. Like
these guys are actually great, great guys.
Yeah. Like this, you know, I think it was sort of a combination of, oh, great. You know, she's doing a bad job as a bachelorette, but then these guys, oh no, this actually, maybe this is an okay group.
Yeah. It started and Ivan, I think, was the first to go there, which I always knew he was there, but like, I always forgot his name. But now he's, you know, more memorable. But I loved when he sat down with her and he was like, I'm so glad you're here. Like, you're more my speed. Like, that was just a great, great line.
Yeah. There was definitely a common theme, which was some version of, you know, oh my God, I'm so more comfortable / this is more genuine than I, you know, in 5 minutes.
This is why I came.
Yeah, like then the entire time I was with Claire, and it's like, oh, wow. And I think this, you know, before we get to the new guys, I think it's worth asking, like, did ABC use almost this entire episode not just to introduce Tasia, but to sort of pile on with Claire? Because they could have left a lot of that stuff on the editing bay floor. And instead they decided to shape most of the narrative around, like, yes, you are so much better than Claire.
Yeah. I think it was left in for a little bit of a dig, which I was okay with. Fine. Sorry, just, Claire.
Right. And it's just, it was just confusing because they were sort of going back and forth throughout the episode
But no, we have no time for Benoit.
Oh my God, still. Yeah, I mean, her time is finally hopefully done and we still get no mention of that. But,
yeah,
you know, so Tayshia gets to meet all these dudes. And then Chris, you know, says, well, everything's about to change. And I'm thinking she's going to get we know it's going to be more guys at that point. But I'm thinking, all right, let's settle in. Let's get ready for like your typical night one. Mm-hmm. And then we only get four dudes.
I know. I was hoping for more. No, I mean, I know the guys weren't hoping for more, but
no,
they were not.
But that's another reason. That's another reason why I think even more would have been made for better TV. Not only giving Tayshia more options, but you saw it right away from, and obviously they picked the right guy to go first in Spencer, but right away you saw it exactly. And you're telling me it wouldn't be twice as much if they gave us eight guys instead of four?
Yeah, there's no drama between Claire's guys.
No, they're like, all dudes. They're all bros.
They all went through everything. They all went through the same thing at the same time. And there was never any animosity or fighting or drama between, you know, the people that are left. Like, not talking about Joseph and, like, stuff like that. But
the biggest thing of the people that were left is probably Blake when he, you know, interrupted their date. And even that is just, they don't even care about that anymore because of all the other stuff that's happened. Because every time Blake starts freaking out, everybody's like, oh, it's okay, bro. Like, clearly everybody's good with each other. So all the OGs are on each other's side.
Right. Yeah, I was surprised that we didn't get, I wish we got more than four.
You know, and I understand, obviously, quarantining is an issue and trying to get people on short notice to quarantine. But it just, it seemed like this buildup and then just big letdown because you get these four guys and I'm just waiting for that next limo and then, okay, go back inside. I'm like, oh.
I know. I bet Tayshia was like, oh, so I came out for these guys? Cool.
You're like, Chris, you could have done this part for me. I mean, that's a big deal.
I didn't need to be here.
You know, and one of the things that she said that was interesting, there were a couple timeline things that Claire mentioned that Tayshia mentioned. You know, they finally let us know that it was only 2 weeks that she knew Dale. So that the whole first four episodes were only 2 weeks. So not only is it a quick engagement by like Bachelors, where I'm thinking, okay, four episodes, maybe it's 4 weeks. But it's 2 weeks. That's number one.
Yeah.
And number two is Tayshia said, if you told me last week that I'd be standing here, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So does that mean she wasn't actually quarantining?
Yeah, because I read an article about, I don't know where it was from. I think it was a few places. But it asked, like, the producers, when did you know that you should basically have someone in your back pocket? And they said as soon as Dale came out of the limo and she was so, oh, my God, that's my husband. And, like, that night only had eyes basically for Dale. Then they were like, all right, something's probably going to happen. We should probably have a plan B. Essentially. So I don't know if like that day they were like, they called Tayshia and they were like, we might need you, but we don't know. So you should probably stay home. Or, I mean, unless you do have to quarantine, if you were on site and you got tested.
Well, normally, because even like what the NFL is doing now is I think you have to have like 5 days of negative tests. And so, I mean, theoretically,
maybe we flew her out and she was kind of on location for 4 or 5 days and she got tested every day.
Because they're not going to blow up the show. I mean, they clearly were going to be safe. I'm not saying they weren't. It just seems odd that it seems both Claire and the guys did like a full-on quarantine. And then just out of nowhere, it's like Tayshia. And she's saying, well, last week I didn't think I'd be here.
Yeah.
I don't know how if the timeline fully matches up. Yeah. But again, they're not going to.
I heard that because then I was like, last week you didn't think that you would have a good room of guys. Or you didn't think you'd. be the Bachelorette.
Right.
Like, you didn't think you'd be actually excited to be who you are?
And getting a call saying, hey, we're going to basically send you on a vacation to Palm Springs. You just can't see anybody. With the potential that you might be the next Bachelorette is different than you know you're going to be the next Bachelorette. So I guess she could have been there for the 2 weeks, but only within the last few days been like, okay, we're a go.
Okay, so hold on here. Tasia left within 48 hours of getting the call from producers from the show and went straight into a separate quarantine. She doesn't know how many COVID tests she took nor how many days long she quarantined. She says it was long enough. It was worth it, though. She couldn't pick a single favorite experience from her time. That was from USA Today talking to her.
Well, first of all, she knows how many days she quarantined. Let's just be clear.
So that sounds like within 48 hours, she packed up and was like, I might be the Bachelorette. That's
right.
What
it sounds
like.
It leads me to believe that it was on the lower end of the amount of days. Because otherwise, I mean, she knows how many days it was.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody told you right now you had to pack up and go somewhere and then stay in a hotel for X amount of days, you would remember how many that X was.
You would think. Yeah.
And, like, listen, you know, she handled it very politically correct when, you know, very rarely do people, or at least do we see them ask bachelors and bachelorettes what their job is, you know, unless it's, you know, obviously in case of someone like Ari, you know exactly what his job is. But, like, for most of these people, it's just they don't, I mean, let's put it nicely, like, most of them don't really have a job. And mm-hmm. So for Tayshia to say, like, oh, I work in the fashion and lifestyle area, yeah. Like, which is a nice way of saying, like, I'm an Instagram influencer, which is fine.
I just make posts on Instagram.
Yeah, and make appearances, which is, again, fine. Like, God bless. But it was just interesting how she was prepared to frame that. But what that also means is she was available to just pick up at the drop of a hat and go to Palm Springs to quarantine to become the Bachelorette for a month-ish of time. Not everyone can do that.
Right. Yeah, it said she was basically confined to a hotel room and they would bring like food, leave it outside her door. So yeah, she never says an exact time. She just says, you know, it was just too long. So I don't know.
Well, but that, again, that leads me to believe it's shorter, which again, it's fine. They like I said, they're not going to go out of their way to do anything that's going to have to stop production. So I'm sure they were, you know, COVID test on the way in. Then once you get a negative, then we put you inside the quote unquote bubble. Then you stay in your room. And I'm sure it was probably 5-ish straight, you know, COVID negative tests before they did for the unveil.
They also tests cast and crew regularly, like almost daily.
Yeah, which is how the NBA survived. I mean, they went their entire, you know, for those of you that don't know, the NBA finished their season in a bubble in Florida at Walt Disney World, of all places. And the reason why they didn't have a single positive COVID test, which is beyond incredible, is because they literally tested every single person in the bubble every single day. And then they still had people mask and distance when the players themselves weren't playing, but everyone else that wasn't actively playing was masked up. And so, you know, again, I'm no scientist, but it's pretty clear, like, how do you stop COVID is you test and you wear masks and you distance. Like,
yeah, this is, and you have to, I mean, you have to do that, especially with this, because you're actually so close. Like,
oh, yeah,
a little bit different. You're so close, but you're not this close.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you hope not, but
like,
there's,
yeah. So, I mean, that's, you have to, like, that's, you just have to do that.
Yeah. And so I'm sure they did everything right. And the fact that they finished the season without any positive tests, you know, there was some news yesterday about how people test positive, you know, a guy tests positive after the fact, which I don't totally know why that's news, because it's not like it's the Bachelor or Bachelorette, but whatever. So you avoid test in the bubble. Great. But it was just, I found the timing mentioned by both of them there to be very interesting.
Yeah. Definitely.
But then, so we get past that and she meets her guys, but immediately, like from the jump, when we're wondering like, oh, all these guys like each other, who's going to be the villain? Well, yeah, didn't waste any time giving us a new villain.
That did not take too long.
You know, Spencer was the first guy out of the limo, first one in to see the other guys. And
you should have just known because she was like, oh my gosh, he's so hot. Like, that means that, you know, he's probably going to be around for a while and he's our new villain. It was definitely too soon to go in and say, all right, who scared away Claire? Like, it was obviously a very emotional few week for these guys, but I think he was definitely trying to be funny, but no one took it as a joke.
They were 0%.
Who is this guy? Yeah.
Perfect example of like too soon, bro. Too soon.
Too soon. Surprised Jason didn't start crying. Like,
well, Jason and Blake, because even though Blake for some reason, you know, felt this deep connection, even though they spent like 30 seconds together.
Yeah. I thought it was like, because when he talked to Tasia, he was like trying to play the victim card a little bit. And he's like, all right, like, just give me time. I promise I'm fun. I'm just going through a lot right now. And I just promise I'll become more fun. And she's like, all right, well, cool.
But yeah, like, Tasia, I'll give you the time.
He was like, I even got more from Tasia than I did it within four interactions of Claire. Like, that says something too.
Well, and I mean, maybe he was perfect for Claire then, because for him to get so, you know, allegedly so, you know, connected and then, oh, well, I'm already, you know, this is already better than Claire. I'm like,
yeah. So don't forget, they talked before the show.
Yes. That was a real thing, which they both admitted to. You know, and before we get to the denial portion of that, is there was a first impression rose, which a second first impression rose, and, you know, surprise, surprise, he goes to Spencer. Let's, you know, continue the drama and make him, you know, put the target that much bigger on his back for the other guys. But the weird thing, and I get why she didn't do it, because she just met these dudes. It wasn't like your typical first night. She cancels the rose ceremony. Cool. Yeah, fine.
Which I thought was a good move, actually.
Absolutely. But why does the first impression rose just go poof? It didn't count. It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It definitely should have carried over. Unless they did the first impression and then she made the decision of
but
actually,
you can still,
no.
Who cares? Like, still carry it over, even if it was a last-minute decision. It just doesn't make sense. Really. Why even hand it out?
Yeah, that doesn't really make too much sense.
And I didn't even realize at first. And then he's talking about how, oh, I need to get this group date rose. I'm like,
I thought
why
you had
you already? Yeah, like, you're going to get two roses? You want to, like, double-breast it? You want to put it on each part of your suit? I don't understand.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to do one in the first place if that was the case. Or yeah, if you didn't know, it should have just carried over.
Yeah, that was bizarre. But you know, so we're just getting revved up and everything's going, you know, Tayshia's the star. This is great. Oh my God, this is the best episode. And then screeching halt. And let's roll out Claire and Dale, and you know, Chris is our boy. Everybody, Chris Harrison's number one. All right, this is fine. But for him to, even in this world, try to sell like, oh, the most talked about thing of the last week and all anybody wants to talk about. No, like, first of all.
I mean, yeah, it was popular, but no one wants to talk about it.
Right. Exactly. No, it was not the thing.
It was like the after the final rose that no one asked for.
Totally. And okay, let's say they recorded this and there was some grand revelation. Fine.
Yeah.
But all they did was go out there and repeat everything that they had said in their whopping 2 week long relationship that we saw on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, and this is where I go back to my question from the beginning, is are they just piling on Claire to make it look worse for her?
It was awful.
When Chris says, well, what's next? And Dale's trying to be like, well, we'll see. And she says, babies.
I hated that so much. That was so awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, my.
And
God.
Like, Dale was just like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Get me out of here immediately. Just, first of all, blows by it and doesn't even address it. Yeah, doesn't. But which Chris didn't let him do. But then he tries to, well, you know, we'll see. Who knows what's next? Well, clearly Claire does. And it just.
Well, then Chris Harrison doesn't let it go. And he's like, wait, so marriage or babies first? And then they like both at the same time. Claire's like, oh, you know, like whatever. And he's like, nope, marriage is first.
Yeah. And it just.
Knowing well that they're not making it to a wedding.
Right. And so that, I think, again, is just, she's going to watch that back if she didn't pick up on it. I mean, how do you not pick up on it sitting there? But the watch it back.
Language, the body language was cringeworthy.
Yeah. Cringeworthy. 1,000,000%. And, but meanwhile, so while it seems like, okay, we're digging it deeper for Claire here, for everyone to be not only this whole thing, which is weird, but then to put it right in the middle of what's supposed to be all about Tayshia. So now you're taking her spotlight away and people are screaming about that. The Bachelorette official Twitter account is going out of their way to retweet people who are saying, this is the best, Claire and Dale are a couple goals, like message after message, which they rarely do. Like they'll do some retweet stuff around big events, but it's nothing like this. And they clearly were feeling what we're all talking about how just it was awkward and unnecessary and, you know, taking the spotlight away from Tayshia, who's, it's supposed to be her night. But at the same time, everything they're doing is painting Claire in a bad light on camera. So I don't know what to think.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely put it in the middle because, I mean, if you had it at the end of the episode, everyone would just tune out and really not
watch
it.
That's true. That's a good point.
And you can't really open this episode with that because you left it on such a cliffhanger of Tayshia walking in to meet the guys. So I think it was smart on their part to just put it smack in the middle because you're obviously going to keep watching because you want to see the dates. So you're like, all right, we just might as well get through this. Like, you're not going to put it at the end because everyone would just shut it off. I would.
Well, no, that's a good point.
I would still watch it, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think most normal people, and we are not generally considered normal, and I'm sure most of the people in the way of Bachelor watchers, and I'm sure the people listening are the same way. So, like, all of us probably would have watched no matter what, but there are a lot of casual watchers out there, and I'm sure if they would have popped it in it, like, 9:30, it would have been like, deuces, guys, I'm gonna go watch The Voice. And that's a great point. That's the only place you probably could put it, especially where you don't know how long it's gonna go. Because that was the other thing I said, if this is the whole rest of the episode, like, I am gonna lose it. Because
I definitely checked, I'll be honest, like, because I start it after a little bit, I don't watch it live. And I fast forwarded it just a little bit to see actually how long it went. And then it didn't go that long. So I just rewound it and actually sat and watched it. But if that was the whole rest of the episode, I would have been like, nope, not doing it tonight.
Yeah. See, most episodes I watch with a little bit of a delay to get through commercials, but I was watching that mostly live and they get to that point and I'm just like, what are we doing, people? Like, this is, you just, talk about what you want about, you know, Claire's season and how it ended, but you had this opportunity to start off fresh with, again, only the second female Black Bachelorette, and, you know, depending on what order you want to put Matt in there, you're like third overall. You know, to get some diversity, and we're putting the spotlight on this, which is so important in for a show that is so historically just been so white, and you finally get this amazing woman here to jumpstart your season and give us, you know, the season that we need. And then it's like, oh yeah, never mind. We're going to go back to Claire for, you know, a half hour.
Yeah. Like, she's not gone yet.
She's like, I thought we were finally done with it.
Like, he just doesn't even have eye contact. All he does is like, oh, I love you. And does little kisses and stuff, but he can't look her in the eyes at all.
Well, can you blame him? She's screaming babies and he's screaming, get me out of here with his blinking. So, I mean, Like the Morse code is right there. Like, please come get me. Honey,
I thought it was funny that like they got engaged and then they were like, can I have your phone number? Like, I actually thought that was pretty funny because in what world does that happen other than back to universe?
Yeah, it was,
any of the seasons.
Even the normal ones, yeah.
That's like, you would never ask someone for their phone number mid-season because you can't have your phone. So it's not like you can, you just don't have each other's phone numbers, but you're engaged now.
Yeah, and other than, I guess, babies, the only news, which wasn't really news because, again, they went over it twice or three times in the actual show, was, okay, for once and for all, did you guys talk beforehand? And they still claim no. And, you know, I think we've talked about that before, is even if they did, at this point, just, like, ride it out. Like, you're just gonna you know, stay with the story, whether it's true or not. Until they break up.
Like, oh, they're going to say, oh, you know what? No, we did talk. And you obviously knew that they were just going to stick to the lie.
Right. And so, you know, after that awkwardness, after babies ended, we finally got back to the reason why we were all there, the reason why we're all here. And that's Tayshia. She gets to go on some dates and she gets a group date, and that gave us what had been her first introduction to us at the end of a couple episodes ago, when with her walking out of the water. And you're like, I thought they just cut that for promos. Like, oh no, they did it for the guys too.
That was real.
Okay. And the reaction was very similar to when she walked into the room for the first time. It was just like jaws on the floor. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is
way
better. It was
just funny because, like, remember with Claire, it was such an issue of, like, standing up and like, going to take her, like, for a conversation. And then Tayshia, like six people charged at her. And she was, like, even she was, like, okay.
Like, slow down, guys.
I can't take six of you at first at once. It was so funny because Claire, it was such a dramatic moment of her three episode season.
If you just want to hang out and bro out, then I'm just going to go home. And like, okay, fine.
Like, meanwhile, Tayshia's like,
do you need anything? Can I get you anything? Do you want to talk now? How about now? Maybe stopped in the middle of a sentence with another guy. Yeah. Do you want to have a chat now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something.
Claire.
You know, and so we get splash ball, which is basically just
basketball
in a pool, in Speedos, you know, which again, not naked though. So, I mean, we'll take that. We get to keep clothes on.
They still had the underwater shot of the
kid. No, obviously. And another example of, do we do this date if it's reversed?
Nope.
Or at least, do we do this date if it's reversed in next to no bathing suit?
Yeah, and even she, like, before they got in, she was like, are you going to go in the water in your shirts? Like, take them off. Like, even
and
that.
So, yeah, if Matt James in 2 months, you know, has a date and a group date and said, okay, we're gonna play some pool basketball and you're all going to be in these string bikinis, guess what isn't going to go over very well?
Forget it.
So there is still a little bit of double standard there, but that notwithstanding, I at least thought this was more of a traditional competition, you know. You didn't have to take your, you know, the little clothes you had off when you didn't score a basket.
Yeah.
Yes, there was no strip basketball. But we got a little physicality, which is, again, we're getting back to normal. Like, these are the type of things that we see every season where
we're getting back to 2019.
Right. And we expect to see these guys get a little too much testosterone and start throwing elbows, which is what happened. You know, Spencer was getting Spencer is getting a little aggressive and Riley decides to give him a little bit of payback, which, you know, he tried to play off as accidental, which is fine, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, and Drew,
his face went into my elbow.
He tripped and fell into my elbow. What am I supposed to do?
That's exactly what happened.
But clearly Riley doesn't watch this show, because what happens when somebody gets hurt is the bachelor or bachelorette then pays them extra attention. Yes. And so she went over and not only paid attention to him in the pool while he was bleeding, but then afterwards on the cocktail hour, made sure to bring him ice and sort of dote on him, which is something that would not have happened if he wasn't throwing elbows.
Yeah. If you're ever considering to go on Bachelor or Bachelorette, like, just watch one season.
Seriously.
Because the same things happen in every season, just different timing. You just have to watch one season and you have to know how this game is played.
I would bet anything that Spencer's watched, because he handled that perfectly. He poked the bear a little bit on both, you know, first when he got there and then at the date, but nothing in front of, you know, nothing bad in front of her. Like, the stuff in the date was, even she was like, oh yeah, you know, it's just, he's into it. And then, you know, we're watching and all the guys like talking crap with him, where he's like, hey, you know, I think we're even and I'll give you another one and you want to go, like him and Riley going back and forth. And if you've never seen the show, I bet you go over to her and say, oh my God, Riley was saying that we should go and fight. And I don't think that that's, but what did he do? He went over there, sat down and didn't mention the guys once. And I'm like,
yeah,
that I think is he's how a you handle it. Show. Absolutely. Because so many, how often do we see these guys or girls go over to the Bachelor or Bachelorette and just start talking about one of the other contestants? Like, that never goes well.
Yep. Never.
And Spencer handled it perfectly. So he might be a number one.
Than he looks.
Hey, you know, us ridiculously good looking guys don't all look dumb. Come on.
Right.
But he handled that really well, and guarantee he's seen the show, because that was like, talk about a perfect.
It played out perfectly.
Oh, stuck the landing. Now, not enough to get the group date rose, but I still think whenever we do get around to finally getting to our first rose ceremony, he's all but guaranteed that he's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And even better,
sure.
if Riley or Kenny or any of the other guys who, you know, had a few words for him, mm-hmm. try to bring it up to her, all of a sudden they look like the catty ones and he's going to look like the victim again.
Yeah.
And yep. So even though he didn't get the group date rose, which went to Easy, who has gone from narrator. Yeah, thank you. To like, we'll see you in paradise, and that's where you're going to make your bones. Like, maybe he could have a chance here, because I don't think we heard him narrate once this episode.
I don't think so. He's and actually so, in it now.
He's a little bit more, not like Claire, but engaged, and not just there seemingly to just have a good time and realize like, okay, yeah, Claire's not into me, so we're gonna bro out, to use Claire's language. You know, maybe he thinks he can actually, you know, be the one at the end here.
Yeah, they would be good together.
I mean, seemingly, and mm-hmm. the one thing I will say is, where with Claire, like so many guys, even like people like Blake, who again got so attached, like never seemed like a good fit. Like mm-hmm. basically everyone she spent time with, like you saw, it seemed like they actually fit, like had a connection and could have real conversation. And they're like, oh wow, this is what this show's supposed to be like. Okay.
Oh, you can talk to someone. Weird.
And not just thinking about another person the whole time. Like, wow. Yeah. This is incredible. And
crazy how things work.
Yeah. And, you know, after the group date, which it was edited a little out of order because she was wearing what she was wearing for the dinner for the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jason goes over and, you know, listen, if Claire can decide to get engaged to somebody without ever having gone on a date with them, then I don't think it's ridiculous that Jason, who had a date and who clearly did a lot more sharing than he does under, you know, normal circumstances,
yeah,
just decide that, he had a connection that he couldn't get over.
Yeah. Yeah. And she did. And I would feel the same way as Tasia too. That is what she feared, because these guys, they were really there for Claire. Like, that would be in my mind if I was in Tasia's position was, you know, oh, I'm just their second choice. Like, I'm just here because they told me I had to make a decision to be here. Are they really here for me? Do they really want to be here for me? And I think she appreciated that Jason was up front, because he could have been, other guys could have been sent home in the next coming weeks, and he could have been stewing over this for weeks to come, knowing that he just wants to be home. He doesn't feel anything with Tasia. And she did, she, you know, that is what she feared, she was talking about. But, you know, at least he, when he left, he was like, just know that there's no other guys left that feel that way. And I think that kind of put her at ease a little bit, but then she went back to second guessing herself. But I would feel a little bit better knowing that it's not like he left and was like, oh, be careful of, you know, easy, because he doesn't really like you. He's just here, you know, to stay. Like, he basically said, you know, these guys are excited for you. They are here, and you shouldn't worry about this. Like, I just feel like this isn't right for me. I need to leave. And she even, not that she tried to get him to stay, but she's like, you can't, you know, don't throw out these opportunities just because, you know, something didn't go your way in the past, which is right. But I think it was just, I mean, you could, even when she walked in, he was like, nothing against Tasia. Like, he just couldn't get over the whole Claire thing. And he already, I feel like he already said too much on national television about, you know, his past and stuff. Like, he couldn't get over that. And just the shows, this franchise isn't for him, I guess.
Yeah, but I think he handled it really well, because, you know, there are certain times where people know that they're going, and we talk about the different ways that you can handle that. And, you know, Yosef was a perfect example of, he knew he wasn't long for the show, so he decided to drop a grenade and mm-hmm. just try to cause as much chaos as he could, which, you know, with the Oldest Bachelorette stuff and you couldn't be the mother to my children, blah, 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 like all the crap he was spewing, and just dropped the bomb and said, ha ha, bye. And if Jason wanted to, and, you know, I think this says a lot about him, is he could have said, like, yeah, and you know what, I'm not so sure about these other dudes, and, you know, they're questioning it too, and may just watch out, or even gone further and just said, like, yep, I don't know how any of the other, you know, 15 guys who are here are going to continue. But for him to go out of his way to specifically be like, those other guys, those 19 guys, none of them feel this way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he left, like, perfectly. Like, that's how you should leave.
Right. And I get him, you know, I get, because, yeah, he's primed for wherever the franchise goes, from Paradise, or if we do a Winter Games, you know, with Summer Games hopefully happening next summer, whatever, he's going to be somewhere, because I think he handled himself perfectly. And it's something that he could have just decided to be, maybe not even the bad guy, but, like, maybe he did see three or four guys who were, but it's better to use that blanket of all 19 are in, because she's, I think it's natural for anybody to think, oh, wait, I am the second choice. And now I might not be the guy's second choice. And I think if you see their reaction, she's not anyone's second choice, but she's literally ABC's second choice.
That's just a natural thought. Like, these guys really weren't here for you. Like, they were here for Claire. And then it just ended up being you. So you have to, you know, weed out the guys that aren't here for you, which seem to be no one now that Jason has gone. But he handled that situation perfectly.
Yeah. And, you know, then she goes off to her one-on-one, with Brendan. And, you know, before this episode, I think the only way, I don't know that I could have specifically picked him out as Brendan. I just knew he wasn't Bran Don, who was, you know, the, I don't want to talk about this guy. And I knew there had been a Brandon and a Brandon, and I knew he wasn't Brandon. And that's about the only way I knew who
the
or
only
who he was.
I knew it was Brendan is because he's from Massachusetts and I'm from Massachusetts. And that, honestly, that is the only reason that I knew who he was.
You know, and he gets, he gets this one-on-one where they decide to go horseback riding around a hotel because why not? Like, why wouldn't you?
Why not? Literally the only thing you can do. You've done everything else. You've done swimming. You've done a spa. You've done everything so far. It'll be interesting to see what kind of dates are coming up because there's only so much.
And it's the most work that Chris has had to do because, you know, we've seen this with all the various competitions where basically he doesn't have someone like the late Fred Willard to lean on because you can't bring someone else in to call the action.
Exactly.
So he gets to jump on a scooter. First of all, run, which I don't think we've ever seen Chris run.
I don't think so.
And so in the middle of an episode, Chris is running for the first time, and then he jumps on a scooter.
This is what I think. I honestly think this was like a last-minute addition to this date because it all started with the night before when he was interrupted to bring the guy.
All right.
So I think like because he mentioned it two times after and he was visibly upset that Chris interrupted them, I think it was just a play on you're always going to be interrupted by Chris Harrison until you snap. I think it was always probably going to be always horseback riding or whatever, these little interruptions. Like, I don't think Chris Harrison would have interrupted someone else on a date. I think it just became kind of like a running joke between them.
Yeah, I expected him to show up while they were in the pool because mm-hmm. he had shown up everywhere else along their little trail. So right when he was saying, you know, there's something that I wanted to do since that first night, I was expecting Chris to show up and be like, appetizer?
Yeah. Or just like on a float. Like, like that would have been funny. I can like, work can on I, this though.
Can I offer you a drink?
Yeah.
No, you're good.
That would have been a perfect addition.
Right. And, you know, listen, Brendan, another case of someone who through four episodes. Yeah, you're just thinking, okay, another dude that's going to go home. And clearly Tayshia's into him. You know, when you say round him up, cowboy, I'm ready to go home with him. Like, she was clearly all in. And even when they go on their dinner date. And
I just have to say, the producers must, like, dread that line now. Like, she said, yeah. I felt like I could marry him. Like, they were like, oh, my God, we're going to have to bring in a third bachelorette.
Okay, who can we get on the phone who's single and somewhat recent to the show?
Yeah.
And so they go to dinner, and I had totally, by the way, forgotten that Tayshia had already been married and divorced. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, Brandon's talking about how, well, I'm going to have to talk to her about how I was divorced. I'm like, okay, like, first of all, it shouldn't be a deal breaker for anyone, but I could see that needing to be more of a discussion. And I totally forgot that was part of her story already when she was on the show talking about how, I'm with someone who's never been with a girl before, but I've been married before. So it's, I get it. And so it turned out that not only is she understanding of it, but it's just something else that the two of them have in common.
Yeah, I think it connected them deeper as soon as they both shared that. And I definitely think he's, you know, it's only really episode one, really. but I think he's definitely a front runner for now, just after that connection. Like, I didn't think that was going to be an actual connection. And then he got that one-on-one and they actually connected. So I'm excited to see this one unfold.
Although I was disappointed to hear him say, I know that what being well-rounded isn't sexy. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was kind of random. What are you talking about?
I understand it doesn't overtake bad looks. Trust me. I mean, that part I definitely know. But like, isn't that supposed to be a positive?
Yeah. I don't know. You would think. That was kind of like, a random thing to say.
So I know I'm not just a pretty face, but I think sorry about.
He was looking for a compliment on that.
Like, sorry about that. Sorry about not just being a pretty face. I guess.
Sorry about being perfect.
Whoa, my biggest weakness. I think I care too much. I try too hard. You know, sometimes I just want to make sure, go the extra yard to make sure other people don't have to do as much. Like,
okay, basically, yeah, my downfall is that I'm perfect. So,
just trying to be a little bit more like a normal person is just going to be difficult for me because I am perfection. But other than that, everything's great.
That would be great.
And, you know, they get the whole fireworks show. And, you know, when the rumor started swirling that this change was happening, I remember people or us or somebody had these photos of fireworks going off over the resort. And they're like, we don't know who's on the date, but there's fireworks. And we're like, okay. So
there you go.
Listen, even people aren't everywhere. Yeah, even people who weren't plugged in, we're ready for it. So it feels like we've got a show again.
Yes.
And even Tayshia said, she's like, I feel like the Bachelorette. And like, yes, we finally have somebody. We finally have a real Bachelorette.
Yes. Thank God.
Like, to me, she's one for one. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah. So do we each get two people?
I guess we should. Yeah.
What if one of them
got four more?
Is the ending?
Yeah. So let me write 24, 25, 26, and 27 to get the overall number. And that is a great point. Let me write them down and you can pick numbers again. How about that?
All right.
Who was it? Spencer?
Spencer, Peter, Noah, and Montel.
And Montel?
Yeah. Which we didn't see at all.
Right. And we even didn't talk about Noah and his stash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
So not only does he have 10 brothers and sisters, including a twin, but he's rocking this crazy mustache. And I say crazy not in a good way, but...
Yeah. No, not good.
I was thinking, like, maybe I could pull it off and
don't do it.
So I'm going to get the brush out and see if, I get that porn stash going. Pick two numbers out of 1 through 4.
1 through 4. Let's do 2 and 4.
That is Montel and Peter.
All right.
Where is that?
The two other Massachusetts people.
Oh, look at you. Mass for life.
Yeah. Mass for life.
There you go. So besides Tayshia, there had to be some other news that we need to talk about before we get ready for week two of Tayshia.
Well, I mean, not to bring up Claire again.
Oh, there you go.
But she and Dale have been in South Dakota roaming around in the 20 degree weather. Because
one of the worst COVID places.
Yeah, his family's there, so she's doing the whole family tour, walking and playing in the snow. That's basically it. That's all I have for Claire. Then people like from Bachelor Nation like saw them walking and like took pictures and then like wrote to them on Instagram and they reposted it. So they're in South Dakota having family time with his side.
Godspeed.
Hopefully not making babies. Matt James comes back is introduced to us. Technically, January 4th is when The Bachelor starts. So
very excited for that.
It's only 2 months away. We don't have to wait long. Derek Peth is engaged to his model girlfriend after all that Bachelor Paradise drama that he had with, you know, Demi and then Taylor before that. He is engaged.
So not, not to someone from Bachelor Nation.
No, she's a, I don't know how to say her last name, but her first name is Saffron, and she's a model.
Sure it is.
So she proposed this week, and she said yes, so they are engaged.
Will she be on your podcast, Eric? Because all you talk about is being on your podcast, Eric.
She's probably a co-host at this point.
Saffron and Derek.
Venmo John is engaged.
Oh.
His girlfriend, Brittany, another non-Bachelor Nation person.
Oh.
And then the only other thing I had was Trista came out. I don't know if you saw the story. Of course, she was the first Bachelorette ever. She came out saying how the producers planned storyline. It's not really news, like, honestly, but because her wedding was televised, obviously. She was the first Bachelorette, and they had, like, the Bachelor and Bachelorette parties, too. It was, like, all one week or weekend or whatever. And she claimed that the producers planned storylines for the wedding special. So it was a big story about how one of her either wedding guests or bachelorette guests or whatever found a one of the producers left their binders behind. And like the guests went through the binder, and it was like all of her whole guest list of like the wedding and the bachelor and bachelorette parties. And was like, this person, we're going to make the villain, this person.
Wow.
And like wrote out all these stories for like these wedding guests. It obviously didn't really turn into much, but it was also like 19 years ago. But that was in the news this week.
See, but that's
like, isn't really news, because obviously they have binders and if you've ever seen Unreal, like, you just know they have storyboards of everyone. But yeah, that broke like a couple days ago, and it was like a big,
I mean, that's like being upset, you know, when people find, you know, the day after the WWE is in an arena, and, you know, a sports team comes back into their arena and they find some scripts laying around. We're like, well, yeah, because it's scripted. And I'm not saying this show is all scripted, but like, they're going to script what they can. And they are literally in the business of finding storylines. So even the little things, like you pointed out with the date with Brendan, and he had mentioned, oh, we got interrupted. Well, they're going to make a thing out of it being interrupted. Like, that's just literally what their job is.
Yeah. And then the other, like, other story is Peter, who came on this last night. So he just tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And he, I don't know if you heard the story about, or saw his post or whatever.
I just saw the headline.
So he didn't feel good. So he went to the doctor and was tested positive. And he was so like overwhelmed and upset about the news or whatever. So he's driving home and he had an anxiety attack and he lost control of his car.
What?
And like, almost went into a building, and like, what? all he got was like this scratch on his nose or whatever. So of course he had to post like a selfless, like a shirtless picture of himself with his busted nose. But yeah, he completely like almost, I think he said like 5 or 10 feet away from a building. He went through the guardrail.
What?
Yeah. Cause he was so overwhelmed and anxious about being tested positive. So that was the big news of like last night or today when it was
broken. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I saw that he had tested positive, and I just didn't know necessarily why it was news, because it's news if it happens in the bubble. And I'm not saying it's not important, because what we're dealing with right now everywhere. Like I said, you know, the fact that Claire and Dale are in a place which, I mean, basically the whole country's hard hit right now, but per capita there, nowhere is worse. Mm-hmm. And especially with hospitalizations and everything. So unfortunately, it's not necessarily news that somebody tests positive, but I saw the headline in like 4 different places. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if it gets it people like, to take this more seriously, like, good, I guess. But
yeah, it's kind of like a weird addition to the story of like turning into a car crash.
Tayshia's here. And we finally have a season that doesn't stink.
Yes.
It just, we're so excited because this is so much better. As far as I know, we don't have any other random days where the show is going to be airing on. So just going to stick to Tuesdays. And we'll be back next week. You can find us at Bachelor Podcast on all socials and wherever you listen to us. If you have the ability to rate it, you're listening on iTunes, give the 5 stars. That's always helpful. Katie, thank you for joining us and bringing the knowledge as always.
Thank you.
We are going to see y'all next week.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.